Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kwadwo Benton Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My conversation today is an exclusive with the CEO of the Kenya National Convention Bureau, Mrs. Jacinta Nzioka. Jacinta believes Kenya is well positioned to be a major MICE destination in Africa, and its conservation history will help endure the Haramin nation to many who want to have a seamless event. She said the COVID-19 pandemic compelled them to think outside the box to be adequately prepared for the future.
So Jacinta, welcome to the podcast. Good afternoon, good morning here in Ghana, and in Kenya it should be afternoon, right?
Yeah, thank you very much. In Kenya it's 1 p.m. Speaking from Nairobi, and we are happy that it's a beautiful morning and we've been able to fully unveil our business tourism brand identity.
Okay, because I was going to ask you whether you are coming from under the tree right now.
Kwadwo, we came from under the tree last evening. So okay. we had a beautiful event under the fig tree. Fig in tree is Mugumo tree in our local language here. And so that is where we had our event, by the roadside. It was a brilliant area and good ambience there. So we just came back from there last evening. So today, this morning, we've just been, you know, thanking our guests, our stakeholders, doing some good visibility, reacting to commendable feedback from attendees and also people in the business tourism sector. And so it's a good morning for us to talk to you, Kwadwo, and just tell you what our brand story is all about.
No, okay. I think congratulations again, but let me just take you back a bit, because it was in 2019 October during Magical Kenya Travel Expo, obviously, that the big announcement was made as you being the national coordinator of this new convention bureau. And then you had a lot of ideas and, you know, to start. And then 2020 we had this monster of COVID, and you know, you still managed to work, you know, with respect to the structure and the processes. Take us back a little bit and where we are now.
Thank you very much, Kwadwo. I will take you further back. In 2016, our Cabinet Secretary for Tourism and Wildlife, Honorable Najib Balala, appointed a task force from public and private sector experts to discuss and share a way forward with regards to development of business tourism in Kenya. That task force recommended the establishment of a national convention bureau because they found it useful and a gap that this bureau would fulfill, ensure that Kenya plays its role, Kenya occupies its space in business tourism. So that is the report, the task force report that informed anchoring of business tourism and establishment of Convention Bureau in the National Tourism Blueprint. The National Tourism Blueprint is a 10-year roadmap for the tourism ministry, and this anchored the formation of the bureau. And the tourism blueprint was definitely, of course, approved by cabinet. And in 2019 August, the Convention Bureau was gazetted. So I was appointed in October 2019 and at office, principally to operationalize this organization, to start from scratch, Kwadwo, and be able to set up an organization that is going to competitively place Kenya in the market. So 2020 came immediately. We were, you know, getting staff, a place to sit, and getting, you know, everything done. COVID came, but that did not cow us down. We've been working and been able so far to go and have stakeholder engagements. We've had various of these in the country, and also benchmarked regionally and abroad to be able to see what are destinations doing, what is the future of business tourism. So we've come up with three key milestones, which I will talk about. The first one, we developed what we call a Kenya MICE situational analysis. That analysis gave us or opened our eyes into the opportunities that Kenya has in the MICE sector. We did surgery to all, you know, documents, to all trend analysis and researches that we lay our hands on, and created and identified a gap or a niche that we were going to occupy. And more importantly, we were able to identify really the fundamental factors that a destination needs to have in place in order to thrive in MICE. So looking at what we have in the destination, then we are able now to develop the second document, which is the Kenya MICE Blueprint 2030. This is a document that is a roadmap for business tourism up to the year 2030, aligned with the National Tourism Blueprint, the government's National Development Plan, and it is what is going to be guiding the development, promotion, and transformation of the MICE sector in the country. This document, again, we developed last year and shared with the industry, with public sector, approved, of course, by the minister. And we further now developed a MICE brand to be able to be the voice, to be the image that drives and unrolls implementation of this roadmap. So the brand that we developed, we launched it 2 days ago in Nairobi, and it is the brand that will position the destination locally, regionally, and internationally. And so we feel that in the area of the core business, we've put in place all those frameworks, engagement with our stakeholders. We have all the HR instruments in place. And so the Bureau is ready, and it was launched at a colorful event by our Minister for Tourism and Wildlife.
Okay. Now, obviously, by the time that you're working on your strategy and all the plans that you have to launch this event, you were in the period of COVID. Did it factor in the situation that we're in now in terms of the overall plan?
Yes, Kojo. Our plan is cognizant of COVID-19, definitely. You know, when also you're established during crisis, or when it is no longer status quo, you're forced to think differently and come up with innovative and you know, out of the box ideas. You have no baggage of how we used to do things. So we started with that in mind, and what we've been able to develop and the pillars around our strategy are cognizant of pandemics. This one plus even in the future. And I will just talk about some of these very briefly. And it's about risk management of events, of conferences, of even the MICE infrastructure itself. It's also about health and safety, because this is a new currency. When delegates are going for business meeting, wherever they are going, this is high on the priority, unlike before. You know, so those are things that definitely are entrenched in the plan. And the other key thing is the legacy of meetings in our destination, because we have seen, and the pandemic has taught us, that it is not just about the dollars coming, because one day you may wake up and all flights are grounded, and then what? It is about the legacy benefits and the long-term impacts that any conference or any meeting leaves in a destination. And these legacy benefits are what will hold economies of communities, even if we have future crises, and to diversify and being able to make impact beyond just a facility or a venue is really what we are looking at. And our engagement with the industry, our framework for developing successful business events is around this, to ensure that whatever we host is going to live long lasting relationships, you know, including further research, you know, engagement with academia, engagement with community, engagement with youth groups and special interest groups, so that any of these meetings and conferences happening, there is an opportunity for us to expose these groups, because that is how you go deeper in communities, other than just going to a nice ICC, you finish your meetings, your conference, you're staying in a nice hotel and go home.
Okay, no, that's very good to hear that legacy events definitely will drive this new project in Kenya. But again, if people often turn their eyes on big events, I mean, on the macro level, big international events, how is domestic and local events being considered in this new, you know, Kenya Minds brand, especially at this point in time?
Thanks for that question, Kojo, because when you look at local events, domestic events, regional events, you know, small events, we as Kenya have the capability of hosting such because of our beautiful locations. And these can be combined with leisure facilities. You know, the destination is diverse. You could have a business, event, a mini conference, under a tree. In one of those beautiful parks in this country, and that way you can now entrench, you know, these legacy benefits easier because of the location. So what we are encouraging the industry is think beyond a conference room, you know, create spaces. In fact, with the pandemic, it's even better out there. Create spaces that are able to give a good ambience for these events. And corporates should get out now and, you know, rejig their strategy, relaunch their brands, relaunch, you know, new products in such places, because this is the time now to get back to business. You and I have no idea when the pandemic is going to be over, but with the developments that we are seeing, and the strict adherence to the COVID protocols that all governments, and especially in our country, the hospitality sector adheres to this, we are able to host these events safely in very unique locations. So this, our brand positioning is not only for international markets, also for local markets. The other important thing is homegrown events. Kenya is blessed with a lot of USPs in different locations. So creating homegrown events that make sense, that, you know, are meaningful in different localities, is also one of the positioning icons that we are looking at, so that we do things that work for us and that we are able to produce in terms of events because of such strengths.
Okay, no, that's wonderful. Now, you spoke about the audits. Earlier in the beginning, post the task force. What is the capacity that Kenya has in terms of looking at events, obviously at the regional and the bigger international level? And then, what unique thing is Kenya bringing to this business event sector with the launch of this project?
Kenya has held events for many years, and as you can check from the rankings at ICA, and also the size of our business events, including incentive travel that we've had over the years. So we have no issue with capacity. We have beautiful facilities. We have PCOs. We have DMCs who are able. The value chain is there. It is there. Our role now is to really professionalize and be able to align all our thoughts with, you know, in alignment with the destination brand, so that we are speaking uniquely and we are bringing out our uniqueness as a destination. What we bring in the business arena globally is the fact that we are known for conservation. We are known for, you know, our beautiful landscapes and our people, diversity in culture, and iconic Kenyans around the world that are making a difference, you know, and people that are ambassadors of these destinations are able to even bring meetings into this destination because of their networks. So we are looking at homegrown events being able to share or to launch to the world events that make sense to Kenya. Well, you know, things like solar energy, we have the biggest plant in Africa. You know, having a conference on around that area that we are able to even showcase what we have. Having meetings around, you know, athletics, because we have a USP in that. Having events or conferences around conservation and pitching and bidding for those big meetings to come here. Even regional African meetings around those things that align with our strengths. That is what we want to focus on, because we are able to showcase what we have on the ground. We are able to share experiences from practice, not theory. And we are able to take our delegates to the field to see exactly for themselves what Kenya has done and how we can learn and share our experiences with the rest of the world.
Now, respect to your brand logo and that big tree, what is the significance? Can you walk us through it?
Kojo, that big fig tree is our logo. We've chosen to have the fig tree, frankly speaking. There really wasn't an alternative. You know why? Our forefathers used to meet under trees, discuss issues in communities, to sort, you know, out problems, to come up with, you know, decisions and give direction. People would meet under huge trees. Most of these trees would be around, you know, riverine places or a bit forested areas. These are areas also where there were very sacred areas where decision makers would congregate to discuss serious issues. So we thought, how else, what are other better way do we have to portray this uniqueness of having meetings in such an environment and being able to project this to the world, other than choosing the Mugumo tree or the fig tree as our logo? And we did so also because we got the strength from our own president, His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Kenya, Honorable Uhuru Kenyatta. Last year, there's a big Mugumo tree in Nairobi, Kojo, that was earmarked to be brought down, to be cut down. It's indigenous, it's old, it's just along the Nairobi Expressway, which is being constructed and it's being expanded. And Kenyans went out and begged the president to cut on this tree from being brought down. And the president pardoned this tree. It stands out there just right next to the expressway, huge, nice, indigenous tree, resilient. And we felt that connection, like it's really given us, it's like a beacon of hope. So we said, as a destination, we need to come out of the pandemic resilient, standing tall as a beacon of hope to recover the mice sector. So that is what inspired us to choose this tree as our logo. And we launched the brand right under the tree two nights ago.
Okay, thank you. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, with respect to MICE or business events in Africa, look, how can African bureaus and convention centers work together to, if you like, decentralize even some of the events and attract more events to the region? I suppose everybody working on, because obviously I know that you work, individually with your strategies, but how do you collaborate to bring a lot of events into the region?
Thank you, Kojo, for that answer. I will just say two things. Number one, Africa currently controls only 3% of the global association meetings. I mean, this is we can grow that pie. We can, and how to do this is capacity build our own association in Kenya. If, for instance, you're a dentist and you're based in Nairobi, you are a member of a dentist association in Kenya, who is a member of a dentist association in Africa, is a member of a Dentist Association International. As a professional, you must attend those annual meetings because you must grow your capacity, you must be able to share research, you must be able to learn new trends. So already those are meetings that we can bring into our region by using our own professionals here, that one dentist who is a member of all those three ladders. So what we can do as Africa, and we have this in our own strategy, is capacity build our own local associations, local professional associations. As I said, like the dentists, you know, the medics, the teachers, accountants, you know, all these people have the ability to bring a meeting to their country. And these meetings could be the ones for the African associations rotating between African destinations every time, so that they're not all held in one region. They rotate in different African countries. And then our national associations, because they have their own annual meetings, AGMs, they could also have these outside of our own countries and go to our neighboring countries. So I see no competition. I see a lot of complementation, because the associations in Kenya could move their meetings to Ethiopia or Rwanda, and then those in those meetings bring their meetings in Kenya. Nobody is cannibalizing on any other person's market share. We are complementing each other. But the most important thing is really to ensure that we work closely with these associations and support them, because we as a bureau, it is our responsibility to support them to bid for these meetings. Because when a meeting is coming here, this one member is not able to consolidate a meeting. As a bureau, we will support them so that the event is hosted properly. We will give them facilitation with, you know, ensuring that even the PCOs come on board, the hotels come on board, if they need assistance at the airport, you know, things like that. And that is what a bureau does. An individual member of an association will not do that. It's that is why you need the bureaus to be able to do that. And in collaboration as a region, the more the bureaus that there are, we would be able now to share and rotate some of these meetings. So that is critical for Africa to be able to work together. I see currently, especially in our region in East Africa, we've had one bureau of Rwanda, I think, now for the last 6 years. Over the past 2 to 3 years, Kenya has a bureau, Uganda has a bureau, Tanzania has a bureau, Ethiopia has a bureau. That does not mean that we are cannibalizing on market share, because each bureau first has the responsibility to build homegrown capacity, which now even becomes market for the neighboring country.
Okay. Now, finally, as a leader for this new organization, what is the one thing that you want to be remembered for? I mean, it doesn't suggest that you are leaving anytime soon, but again, you know, as a pioneer leader of such a landmark organization, what one thing that you can point to as something that should or may be your legacy at some point in time?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting me on the spot. Now, I think, first of all, it's an honor. It's really, really an honor. And I always tell my colleagues in the office, you will go down in history books of this country, but you are pioneer staff in this new organization. Kenya has never had a convention bureau. This is the first, the National Convention Bureau. And being a pioneer, starting from scratch to put together an organization, Kojo, is not an easy task. It's exciting even just to think, you know, new things. Because as I said, you have no baggage of how we used to do things here. I want to be remembered for creating an organizational culture of commitment to excellence, integrity, and social responsibility and respect within the organization, within our industry, and projection of sustainability in our brand, which is Meet in Kenya, my brand. That is what I want to be remembered for. We've put together an organization with my team. Everything is ready. from next financial year that begins in July this year, we will be rolling out a lot of these strategies and programs and tactics. So watch this space.
Madam Jacinta Nzioka, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kojo.
Masoka mimi horonya ye Mimiku mimanya Okamu sinanya